AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. New York's LaGuardia Airport will remain closed until at least 2 p.m. this afternoon as the National Transportation Safety Board investigates a crash that happened last night. A pilot and co-pilot aboard an Air Canada regional jet were killed after the aircraft struck a fire truck on the runway. Here's Port Authority Executive Director Catherine Garcia.
At approximately 11:40 last night, Air Canada Flight 8646, operated by Jazz, collided with a Port Authority aircraft rescue and firefighting vehicle on runway 4. The plane carried 72 passengers and 4 crew.
Audio courtesy WABC-TV. 40 passengers and crew members were taken to area hospitals, some with serious injuries. Most have since been released. 2 Port Authority employees who were traveling in the fire truck also suffered injuries that were not believed to be life-threatening. President Trump has extended his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, saying the U.S. will hold off on power plant strikes for 5 days. Trump made the announcement on his Truth Social site hours ahead of a deadline. He added that the U.S. and Iran have had, quote, very good and productive conversations that could yield a complete and total resolution in the war. Two Iranian semi-official news agencies close to the paramilitary Revolutionary Guard claimed there had been no negotiations with Washington as described by Trump. The Fars and Tasnim new agencies instead portrayed Trump as backing down because of Iran's threats. In other news, the Supreme Court is hearing arguments this morning over whether states can continue to count late arriving mail ballots. A final ruling will almost certainly come by late June. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Defending champion Florida became the first number one seed to lose in this year's NCAA tournament following a 73-72 second-round upset win by ninth-seeded Iowa. Alvaro Fulgaris hit a go-ahead three-pointer with 4.5 seconds left for coach Ben McCollum's team.
Didn't hit anything but net, and it was surreal. It was like, oh my gosh, he just made that.
Fifth-seeded St. John's is also headed to its first Sweet 16 since 1999 after Dylan Darling's buzzer-beating layup to upset four-seeded Kansas 67-65. In the women's bracket, Amaya Battle's last-second jumper helped four-seeded Minnesota reach the Sweet 16 with a 65-63 upset of fifth-seeded Ole Miss. In golf, Matt Fitzpatrick's 15-foot birdie putt capped a bogey-free round to win the Valspar Championship, and Tyler Reddick won at Darlington for his fourth NASCAR victory this season.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.